from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm not going to lie. This is probably bad on me, but I had no idea until I came in here and I was like, where's Bowman? I was like, what inning did he get ejected?
Before the game.
Okay, so like I came in, I was like, where's Bowman? And then I was sitting there, I was like, what's going on? And then I came out, walked back in, and he's sitting in his office. I was like, okay. I had no idea. I literally had no idea.
What up? This is Big Pump from South City. You are now listening to The Morning Mother and Rose with my boys Bonte and Shasky on 95.7 The Game.
So Hayden Birdsong had no idea Bowman was ejected before the game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
So you can say a couple things here, and maybe one that pops up in your head right away, Roasters. And good morning, we're back. 6-10, we're back. Reluctantly. See, Sasky, I came in this morning reluctantly, but I did come in. reluctantly. No. Hey, Birdsong walking back into the clubhouse, into the dugout, not knowing his manager was there. So, is he speaking to Bo Mel's presence in the clubhouse? Is he just locked in and just going straight to Brian Price's pitching coach? Does he just have tunnel vision where he's just like, oh, I don't know? He said he didn't even know that Bo Bell was not, he was like, where's Bo Bell at? He had no idea he was ejected. Now, maybe he was warming up in the bullpen, Chasky. Maybe he didn't see the ejection because he's out there in the outfield, center field, or whatever they warm up for the bullpen.
Yeah, but every inning coming back into the dugout, you're not getting like a that a boy as you're having a like unbelievable day. How about when you go back out there? Because they were going to take him out after the fifth, it felt like. And then he goes back out there for the sixth. You're not having a conversation with your manager?
Yeah.
I guess my question, like, is this all the way you read it? Is it like, oh, Bo Mel has such a lack of presence on that first step or in that dugout? Or is this the other way? Oh, this is just how baseball is in the modern era, where the manager literally doesn't communicate or even make eye contact with their starting pitcher. Both to me are non-starters.
Well, I think one is it's just the Giants way. I have a hard time thinking that Mookie Betts is going to walk back into the Dodgers clubhouse without Dave Roberts saying something.
Like that a boy,
Snicker in Atlanta.
No, I'm with you.
You know,
hey,
like,
Chris Sale, good job.
Yeah, Aaron Boone. Judge is going to walk in the clubhouse in Yankee Stadium. Yeah, you know, I didn't even know Aaron Boone was around. Or Carlos Rodon. You better believe Aaron Boone's going to say something to Carlos Rodon with the way he's struggling in Yankee Stadium. Hayden Bursar didn't know Bo Mel was around.
Your starting pitcher a monster day.
You got to be kidding me. You know, what really bothered me was the body language of Bob Melvin in that postgame presser yesterday. Just look at him kind of smirking when they ask him to quit. And I wanted the reporters to follow up. Oh. I wanted more information.
What was the follow-up you wanted?
Well, I want just, hey, so you got ejected. What really happened? He gave some very vague answers on what happened. Well, here's Bo Mel. Here's Bo Mel. Let's hear from him himself on his pregame ejection.
Yeah, look, it's the umpiring's a hard job. Yeah. I'm very aware of that. But like I said, just probably said a little too much.
Was there, do you believe at all in like getting the ejection to fire up your side at all? Or?
You know, that's more of an in-game type of thing. But it was just, you know, I didn't plan that. So it wasn't choreographed. It just I probably went too far.
It felt choreographed to me. I'm sorry. So here's my theory on like getting angry at officials, referees, umpires, just in general. If you're not going to do it in the moment or immediately after the game and have a conversation with that individual, and if a day goes by, it's too late. It's too late.
I've never seen anything like this.
In the umpiring world, at least when I've umpired, just my setting is, you're going backwards? You're going back multiple days? Take a hike. Like, take a hike. And on that play with Brett Wisely, so it's the fourth inning. There's runners on first and second. Yeah. There's one out at the time. Brett Wisely hits a ground ball. And they were mad about the strike zone and whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, stop with the arguing on strike zones, okay? I'm so tired of hearing about strike zone arguing. Brett Wisely hits a ball down the line. The first base umpire is behind the first baseman, almost in short right field down that first baseline. And he moves more in the field of play, and the ball hits him, ricochets back to the first baseman, who was paying attention. He catches the ball on the ricochet, runs over to first, slides into first, and gets Brett Wisely out. Look, it sucks.
Right.
It's an unfortunate play. Sometimes the ball bounces your way. Sometimes it doesn't. Was I angry the umpire went in more into fair territory as opposed to foul? Yes. Had the umpire been in front of the infielder, it would have been umpire interference.
Right.
But because he's behind him and the infielder has a clean look at it, it's not. The ball is a live ball, blah, blah, blah. It does suck. If you're angry then, you go out right then and there and you yell at the guy right then and there. If you're angry that day, you go after the game and you blast the guy that day. You don't wait 2 days.
I've never seen anything like this.
That's just weak.
I never saw anything when it was like, wait, he got ejected for something that happened Friday. I'm sitting there yesterday afternoon thinking, wait, you had Friday, you had all day Saturday, and as your team lost the first two games of the series, you get ejected before a game where you could have got swept in Colorado. That was a real thing. Camilo Duvall threw six straight pitches outside of the strike zone yesterday, ninth inning. And we're all thinking, boy, here we go again. And then the strike he did get on strike one was a gift from the umpire. Who's the guy to play? He was irate. He was like, what the hell? That's a strike? What is that? Look, ESPN cares so much about the Giants. This is a microcosm of who the Giants are right now. Whoever wrote the game notes or whatever for the recap for ESPN has no idea what the hell's going on with the Giants. Blake, it says this, up next, Blake Snell is expected to be activated from the injury list to open a series at the against the Dodgers tonight. Snell has been on IL since June 3rd with a left groin strain. Damn, no idea that Blake Snell's already pitched two starts for the All-Star break. It just melted in. It's like, yeah, he hasn't pitched since June 3rd.
Well, that kind of fits in with the Giants rotation because they have no idea the manager's in the dugout.
Let me play the ejection. Let me play the ejection real quick.
This was just a few moments ago. Bob Melvin brought the lineup card out himself, and it could be that he got tossed.
I don't see him in the usual captain's chair. I see Christensen in, at the top step, so we'll find out here in a minute.
I got a joke for you, Bonte.
Come on, man.
When our boss isn't here, we all know he's not here, right?
Yeah, do we not? Yeah, we know his presence.
If Shanahan wasn't on the sideline,
we would know.
Would we know?
Well, we knew that Steve Wilkes was in the press box.
I mean,
he was in the press box. He wasn't on the sideline.
If Steve Kerr wasn't on the sideline, we would know.
Yeah, we knew Mike Brown was in Sacramento.
Imagine you are the starting pitcher. You're having an iconic day for yourself, and you had no idea that the manager wasn't there. It's just the whole everything about the Giants reads Little League. It just does.
No, this is Little League.
Crying. How about this? Hey, how about this? Instead of bitching and complaining about the umpire not getting out of the way, which he should have gotten out of the way, I agree with. But if you're going to be mad, get mad in real time or get mad that night. How about you dial up, I don't know, a bunt? How about you dial up a base hit with runners in scoring position on a night where I take the Wisely at bat away?
You were one for seven with runners in scoring position.
How about you have your bullpen that you've taxed through the roof this year actually hold a lead?
No, you know what, Shasky? Let's dial it down. I'm going to tell you why. It feels like we're manufacturing passion for a lackluster baseball team. And I'm not going to do it no more. I'm sorry. It's the same old song. I'm just listening to you, and I'm listening to myself, and we're sitting here talking, and I'm looking at the Xfinity mobile text. It's the same old song. We're on a repeat when it comes to the San Francisco Giants. We took a week off from that, which really should have been their week, the All-Star week, but, you know, they're not compelling at all. Logan Webb gets blown up in the All-Star game anyway, but it's the same old song. Lack of situational baseball. Bullpen blowing a game. Boy, starting to win five innings. Woo-wee, yay. Manager gets ejected for something that happened two games prior. You lost the series in Colorado. You're four games under 500. Your hottest hitter is Mike Yastrzemski, who everybody wanted out of town a couple weeks ago. And it's kind of a microcosm of what this era of Giants baseball is about. Look, I'm not gonna do it again. I'm not doing this. I'm not gonna fake energy or fake. This team doesn't care. Why should I care? They're telling the fans that we really don't care. Farhan told you, I'm going to put it on the players. They've been disappointing. We're probably going to be sellers.
But here's the part where I get frustrated. You told me as an organization from top to bottom, man, hey, everything about this year matters during this time period immediately after the All-Star break, and which I thought was absurd to begin with. Like, you don't make decisions, in my estimation.
Yeah.
You don't make decisions about a six-month journey in a 7-day span, right? Like, the big picture has to matter, right? So, like, oh my God, we were hot for 7 days. Now we bye. Like, that's just not how I do it. Same way I don't make decisions on my roster. Wow, Chase Young had a great Super Bowl. Let's bring him back. Like, no.
Let's give him
like, the
guarantee.
Body of work wasn't great. You know what I mean? So, no, he can go, even though he had a great game. Just because you have a great little stretch doesn't mean you're a great team. But you can't tell me for a week straight, this time matters, and then come out and not score more than three runs in any game against Colorado.
At Coors Field.
That's what I'm saying.
At Coors Field. So I'm not.
A couple of solo shots, great.
There's no reason to be outraged, which is sad. The Giants have taken me to this point to where I'm not going to lose sleep over them, which is sad. I want to lose sleep over a sports team. I want to be irate. I want to be pat. I want this team to be good. But you're going out there and you're trotting out guys that wouldn't be on big boy teams. I mean, I'd rather talk WNBA All-Star game, Team USA losing to the WNBA All-Stars. I'd rather talk about training camp on Wednesday. This team, you try to give them a shot. Okay, Giants, here we go. Dodgers coming up. You got your staff coming back. Let's go. Yeah, urgency. Stakes are high. We mandatory to go to the playoffs. This is not a serious baseball team. This is not a serious organization. All right, save your thought on the other side. It's just, Shasky, they're not a serious organization.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.